Yeah, we should talk a little about Danny too, because I'm like, man,
Let's
that's
cover
such an
that.
interesting connection.
So yeah,
Like,
we could talk about, I mean, obviously we both were friends with him like for a long time. I think I first met him in maybe 2005 or something on a trip to Pittsburgh when I was really young, maybe like 16, 17 years
crazy,
old.
yeah.
And I would say that arguably like one of the most influential people that I personally knew in my life. But even though our interact, like we spent some time together, but he was always somebody that I guess through, you know, letter writing throughout the duration of him being locked up and, you know, keeping in touch, it felt like every interaction that I had with him was more meaningful throughout the whole experience since kind of the first time that I met. Even the first time that I met, he was cased up and he, you know, I was new to Pittsburgh. And he wanted to paint, but it was like one of those things where everybody in the room, and there were like 10 people in the room, they were like, you should not paint, bro. Like you, and he's just like, no, just give me one can and one cap. Like I'm going out right now. And then next thing I know, we're like in the strip and we're like painting the exterior of like a Verizon store or something. You know
Oh
what I
my
mean?
God.
Like
Yeah, the most
the most
prosecutable
exactly
thing.
like
Yeah.
face, like laughing, you know what I mean? Just like literally
Yeah.
laughing in the street, having a great time. And then I've also had these moments with him where I've had some very sad times, probably my saddest times, with him as well, you know? Let's talk about when you guys met. When did you and Danny meet? And
Shit, bro. I mean, I was like, you know, Danny, MF1,
yeah.
East Side Asia.
Brown eyes.
Yeah, brown eyes, many name, a man name known by many
Space
names,
boy.
Daniel J. Montano. Look him up.
Yeah, look him up.
Google him.
Look up the
Yeah.
Wikipedia. Like, look, I mean, people
It's
need
not
to.
even doesn't like, I mean, I first met him not even in person, but like being younger than him, and like I would just like skip school and just walk from one end of the city to another. Like I would, you know, just try to kill time, or like, you know, take a day and just literally, I would just take the bus, get to a place, and then literally just walk from one end of the Pittsburgh to another. And I remember like being a kid and walking around in those times when Danny, like 03, 02, and he was Asia and he was bombing like the most crazy, beautiful spots. Like, I'll just say that just to see him was such an inspiration, because like he was tuned in, he was beyond graffiti. He was like on some like extremely like harmonic, classical, and also totally bonkers space alien like proportions, ideas about weight and flatness and
Oh, yeah.
balance and imbalance and distortion
Mm-hmm.
and all these like very time travel-esque visuals. Like this dude was, I to this day am just like humbled, and I know why he would want to paint the store, because he was just like the most fine-tuned instrument of his own vision, and he could just flow. Like I have moment tiny moments where I feel maybe like I know what that's like, but when I see Danny's work, you know, like he was communicating something about geometry and proportions that was so beyond the scope of like anybody's mind in like Pittsburgh at that time. Either graffiti dudes could recognize it as like harmonic, you know, and interesting, but like he was really on some far out old level, like high level, just understanding of these
It's like he had
natural
lived.
principles. This dude was, it was a, like watching Danny's life, like he's a true legend. Like he actually went through this. He's like a martyr of graffiti, like Ty too, like in many ways, like where you have these people who really were like the lambs of graffiti who sacrificed themselves. Like, you know, these dudes were the purest, most best moment, inspirational moments, create free-flowing creativity, man. Like, yeah, like and they get like, you know, sort of like Danny definitely got martyred by the city of
For
Pittsburgh, bro.
sure.
Like they fucking dragged his ass like through the mud and as hard as they could. Like it's really interesting just looking back on it, like the amount of energy that was spent. Like but that was like his journey, bro. Like that was his destiny. Like, and I think he knew that.
He
Like
did. He
that's what
definitely
was
did.
magnificent about this person, was like he created this situation that gave him the journey of like his life. And it really was like a trial by fire. Like I, you know, yeah, like he really went through it, bro. And he like, you know, he maxed out his sentences because he never wanted to admit that he was wrong. They're right. Like, admit that you had wrongdoing and we'll parole let you out. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I didn't do anything. Like, right. You know, like I'm just, when I reflect on his life, I'm just so humbled by it. Even as an artist, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking struggling to make like a good piece. Like when I think about the level of ease which what this person was, I mean, he was just like a magnetic, amazing person to be around. Like the dude, way he spoke, remember, the way he fucking did anything was just like, do you remember
how like he was leading like a choir and a band at church in prison like for years, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There were people that would write to his mom after he left prison and they found out that he passed away, just wanting to keep in touch with his family because he had impacted them so much.
He was really that dude. And it's just anyone who knew. Like, it really, he was that dude. So I'm just so humbled. And I literally, like, I measure my own life. Like, I'm like, God, like, what did Danny go through? Like, you know, what was his path like as an artist? As like, he could have had a big art career too. He was like just about to be, he was in a museum show when they
pulled him out,
arrested him. Yeah, like, which is huge. Like, the Mattress Factory in Pittsburgh. His art was like beyond, like, he didn't even really get it. He made a couple bodies of work that were in his parents' basement. Like, mm-hmm. We all got some of it. Like, yeah. I mean, he gave me mine. Still has like mildew on it, you know, like, and he liked that. He wanted it to be temporal, but like Danny was a real one, bro. And they're very rare. And it's like, that was just magical to, you know, witness. Like, I witnessed it. Like, I mean, if anyone else, like, I don't know how to communicate his story, like, without being like there, you know, like, you can look at the flicks, like his family has these family photo albums, sure, of his graph that is just insanely
those. And then I think through his writing, I think once we see, you know, it's like a long-term goal of mine to be able to collect more of his writing. Obviously, we have the letters, absolutely, which are amazing.
Yeah. And no, to present absolutely. Those in there some should be way. Definitely a Danny Montano archive, all that. Like, he's really that dude. Like, I'm going to go back to Pittsburgh soon, and, like, I will always advocate or tell his story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just so epic, bro. Yeah.
And it was amazing to see him come back, too. I mean, definitely never regretting what he had done in terms of graffiti or really, really anything in life, like fully enjoying it. He was one of the most free people I knew. And I remember like him after maxing out though, because he had a 2.5 to 5, but he had already spent county time and they ran them, what's it called? Consecutive, not concurrent to one another. When he maxed out the number, he had spent a total of 7 years incarcerated, and he came to visit us and he stayed with me, I think the first and second night, and wanted to go out and like,
yeah,
paint.
Hell yeah. He smashed. Like, yeah. I mean, he was a real one where like, he was also like, what he had been through made him not afraid.
Right.
Like, you know, and I really do, like, we were talking, like, I feel like, you know, he finally, they wanted to arrest him again. Like, he had just gotten out. Like, this is right before he died. Like, and he had this new lawyer and this old graffiti detective guy who had busted him so many times, like, was on the stand. And Danny's lawyer just kind of like literally made this dude fall like a Jenga tower, took out a few pieces. Like, he was just like, you know, are you really an expert on handwriting? Or like, oh, you know, oh, they said he wrote Joseph. He's like, are you aware that Daniel has a brother named Joseph, you know, who's also been arrested for graffiti? Like, so how do you know, like, he just, and the judge dismissed the case, and Danny died very soon after that. But I remember him just describing that moment to me. And it really, to me, felt like he was like, my work here is done. Like, he was like, his story finally concluded. Like, he got like, he rode through this insanely difficult life destiny, bro. Like, you know, I know how lonely he was. Like, I was writing him. Like, when I look back at those letters, I'm like, man, I just feel his pain. Like, it was hard to even get in the moment, you know, because you're just like, ah, all right, like, here, I'll send you another package. Or, you know, you're just kind of trying to be like, oh, there for somebody as best you can. But it's really, when I look back, I'm like, man, he was under so much pressure and unknowns and, pain. And like, I feel like him getting that last victory was like the end of his work. It really felt like that to me.
But so,
like,
it was the first time a graffiti writer had been acquitted. He took the case to trial and got acquitted.
Yeah, literally risking what? Like, what do they want to do?
20 years or something. Jesus. Dumb like that.
Yeah.
But so that was a historic moment for him. But also, I just wanted to add that, you know, during all that time that he was feeling lonely and dealing with his own drama, he was always very supportive of me still, you know, and everything that I was like going through, he was helpful. Like he never, he was like a giver.
Hell yeah, bro. Well, sense. I feel like you guys were both like in this same situation. There was only all support between you. Like you guys had a special relationship because you had both gone through the same thing. Like you and Danny, like you were part of the same sweep. Like you were part of the same like effort to, you know, clean up Pittsburgh or whatever. But man, Pittsburgh had such a lit scene like with you guys. Like it was amazingly magical. The old school graph, Sesk, Prism, yeah. Surge, like that shit, it was so high quality. It was awesome. Buddha, right. You know, Joker, like.
Yeah.
I used to go to the like Armstrong Cork Factory as a kid, man. Like that was the coolest thing ever.
I never got to see it because it was gone by the time I got there. But I mean, I've seen a ton of photos.
Like it was really a privilege. 2 7- or 8-story gigantic factories, right? You know, on the water.
Yeah.
Super spooky and fucking dangerous and crazy. Like incredible graffiti history. Like,
yeah.
Now they're upscale condos. It's crazy. I ain't mad though. It's kind of cool. Like I think some of the graffiti is even there. I mean, I don't have one opinion about it or another.
On the brick in the apartment or something like that.
Yeah.